Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a new report from DigiTimes echoing other reports that claim Apple will move the 2020 iPhone lineup to OLED screens across the board, replacing the 10R LCD option with OLED. Apple already ships the XS and XS Max with OLED screens. Apple is expected to stick with the same screen size and display type for 2019 iPhones, but DigiTimes adds that new screen sizes are planned for next year: 5.42-inch, 6.06-inch, and 6.67-inch screens would replace 5.8, 6.1, and 6.5-inch screens. In short, the iPhone XS would get a little smaller, the iPhone XS Max would get a little bigger, and the mid-size screen would be about the same. This is the first report of screen size changes, however, so we'll keep watching this rumor before we start to fully expect it. Separately, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo published a new report on Monday claiming Apple's 2019 iPhones will feature larger batteries to accommodate the rumored bi-directional or bilateral wireless charging feature. The idea is that, like the Samsung Galaxy S10 phone, the iPhone 11 will be able to wirelessly charge other devices, not just wirelessly charge itself. The biggest changes will come to the iPhone XS and XS Max replacements, with 20 to 25% and 10 to 15% increases, respectively. The iPhone XR replacement, according to Kuo, will only see a 0 to 5% bump, but that iPhone already has the best battery life of any iPhone. And in China, Apple has lowered the price of its entry-level iPhones, iPads, and Macs, passing along a savings to customers based on a lowered sales tax in the region. And in India, Bloomberg reports that Foxconn is indeed gearing up to produce the iPhone X and XS in the region, despite earlier doubts. The move is expected to lead to lower-cost flagship iPhones in India, which is critical for growing Apple's smartphone market share. Right now, I think the XS is not there. The SE is there in the iPhone 6. And in Israel, a new report cast doubt on Apple's plans to open its first official Apple store in the country, citing a dispute between Apple and the mall owner of the planned location, although some speculate that it could be negotiation tactics behind the report. And if you're awaiting HomeKit support on your Vizio Smart TV, the latest software version of the SmartCast app for iPhone teases out upcoming support for AirPlay 2 and Apple's Smart Home feature for the TV, suggesting the update could be coming soon. LG, Sony, and Samsung are also expected to support AirPlay 2 this year. And for iPad photo editors, Pixelmator Pro is now available to pre-order for $3.99 on the App Store. The photo editor will officially launch on April 9th, next week, for $4.99 following the pre-order period and the sales price. And also new for the iPad is a slim Folio Pro backlit keyboard case for the new iPad Pro. The new backlit keyboard comes from Logitech with versions for both sizes of the iPad Pro, priced at $119.99 and $129.99. And Apple has scheduled its Q2 2019 earnings announcement for the end of the month on April 30th. That's a Tuesday. The company expects to report revenue between $55 billion and $59 billion. Note that there's no revenue guidance change issued for this quarter, unlike last quarter. And finally, as promised, I published my AirPods 2 review yesterday, including details about running outdoors with the new Siri feature and my wireless charging pick post-AirPowers cancellation, so check that out. Next up for me today is a review of Lutron's fan controller switch, which turns ordinary ceiling fans into HomeKit smart fans, so stay tuned for that. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.